Blog Talk Radio.
We got another show for you today, Hidden Blacks Law with Google in Plain Sight. In just a moment, we'll get everything up and running for you guys today. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's your boy Bach with everything DMV Radio. Good morning, brother. How are you today?
Morning.
Awesome. Another day for another great show, Hidden Blacks Law, with host Google in Plain Sight. Yes, sir.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Did you want to just go ahead and drop the disclaimer, and then soon we can just start it up from there?
I'm still in a conversation with my phone. I can't hear well right now.
Okay.
As long as you can hear me, I guess it's okay.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit. But yeah, man, last week's show was great. I got a lot of good feedback from a lot of different people who were listening in, and yeah, since then, you know, people been on the search for the information now, so they're starting to read and follow up with everything that was told, and they're getting educated. So yeah, great show last week.
Yeah, I'm still having trouble hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to try to bring the line and call back in and see if that works.
Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. You're breaking up. Yes, sir. Welcome back. Yep.
All right. Well, right now, this part of the make sure we have the requirements that not be the advice. This is for informational purposes only and for your self-knowledge. I am not an attorney. So, going to what happened in court. They decide to take your rights as scribe. What happens is we'll attempt to determine what jurisdiction and what the law is on their own without any basis. If you tell them what the law is in the second of the day, usually it's not out of hand. Everyone is out of hand. They get upset. Do not let me go up to the law. They won't take into consideration that the person you are talking to will not take knowledge that you're giving them. Receptions with a ticket at the beginning. So, if you choose to give them knowledge and choose to sacrifice, they will attempt to kidnap you, 9%, or they will threaten to kidnap you by saying that it is the lawful arrest or saying that failure to do or hold it is a offense. The problem with that is when you are being told what to do by somebody who is a public servant, it's kind of contradictory. A public servant or someone who works for the next week and told what to do. So that you're doing something with regards to what he's telling you to do, and saying because you're not doing it, when you arrest under the assumption that you know that you are listening, that you're one that's under the government, and which is one who is over the government. So always make sure that you understand the language and how to use it. In contact with people who do not use the language and the language, trying to make sure that you don't use the language. Thank you. Now, when they'll, if they want to sleep, they'll be aware. Now, a lawyer, which are really their attorneys, will try to mitigate, as I said before, injury to the court. It was to be the intermediary because they have to work with these on very low basis. And because they have to work with them on low basis, that's hurting them so much as important as their friend who comes to college. But you might have does not always have your interest at heart. You have the best interest of everyone and concerned with the legal remedy. And by everyone, I mean whoever his friends are first, they have to deal with on a regular basis, and then you. Let's see, go from there. So, you have to make sure that you are worried when talking to an attorney. The attorney will be wearing that's best beneficial to them. They will not use the word that's beneficial to you. They will not use words like kidnapping. They will use words like assault. universal term, which he can't do because it ends up being seen as far as legal definition is concerned. Try to assume that you know that assault means everything that's concerned with the arrest or an implication. That's not the truth. Assault just means verbal threat or a threat of violence towards someone. It can be verbal, it can be dominant. You can have an assault shoe, you can have an assault pen, you can have an assault wig. It's whatever you're using to threaten is when the actual physical contact comes into play. I wouldn't see you assaulting an officer in fact in the court in that psychology. They are because you cannot, unless you threaten the officer with force, you cannot assault the officer. Make sure that you understand your legal definition. I asked for a whole class of law because the definition and if you have limited book that is used by the court system. The fourth position is the definition. You also know the vocabulary to make sure that you understand fully what each definition means. So, in this word like duration, if you speak the common person, duration is this account, you know, you're thinking of what you said. Legal definition, not in the post. Consideration is different or contrary, but two parties must split from the contract. A mutual necessary benefit for both parties. So legal definition is one of the most important things in the court system. That's why they don't tell you that if you're kidnapping as far as a court order is concerned, they lose every single time. Kidnapping literally, definition legally, is transporting a people, or as they say, or hostages, from a location with a participant. And then the rest, if you want to take a little further. So what you have to do is you give them a right or whether you're okay with being taken into custody at a site and are literally kidnapping you. I'm trying to make sure it's possible. The reception was pretty spot. I can't figure out why, but I'm trying to get it. So, when you are taking up your car, the car you're off of you, automobile is under the court system, definition of automobile, it is household goods. It is used to make yourself or yourself a life or to happiness there. And it's used for profit, from as a game, as a driver, or as a Lyft, or as a UPS. Or tow truck, or something like that. So if it's necessary for every person to happen, all the automobile, a level of vehicle, it's a mobile, different things. It's completely different. The automobile is household goods. One is household goods. If this is household property, this is a part of the house. So the only way you want to get you out of the house is for war. So if they have no warrant for the arrest or warrant to take custody of legal means, then they can take you out of the automobile because it is not their property. It is in the interest of the government for the government. In order to have any kind of rights to your property, to seize it from you. matter. They have to have a vested interest in it. Meaning they have to be co-owners. If they're co-owners, you can get them a bill. Because if they're going to say you're driving, well, that means somebody should have been paying you the whole time you were driving. They want to say that vehicle is theirs and can take it from you at any time, and they need to pay you for that that you purchased. Because you are not reimbursed. So everybody knows you ain't your company. If you're going out taking flyers while on the job, if you're traveling to your place while at work, you know that. And they're going to pay you for it. Then there's now, when you actually have the legal issues, that will most likely arise with you concerning rights. There are things called motions. There are, you can challenge jurisdiction at any time. Basically, challenging jurisdiction. If you go to court, you say, well, I will your understanding of this case, and I see jurisdiction. Where the jurisdiction was presented, where the jurisdiction was affirmed, they have to put a document in there for. Never really junior high and gave over your jurisdictional rights. Because as a people, you are independent to yourself. There's no government but your own. But in order for another government to have domain over another government's flat over Georgia, jurisdiction, and jurisdiction. So if you ever watch the case of this case and jurisdiction, it has only legal standing on the top of the form. They can't prove legal documentation form that jurisdiction, and there is no case. The case is right there. So the whole other case continued, there must be this whole elements of the case. Procedure. One of the elements is jurisdiction, and you can't prove all the elements of the case, and there is none. They'll try to tell you while you're in the courtroom that there is no such thing as that, and they don't have to resist it. Well, that's a lie. Because you look it up, but it specifically says, I don't know exactly what it is right now. I've been going around. But if you look up, Google search, say, what's the case of the jurisdiction, and how you go about jurisdiction. It is written down in this law that every single court case that comes before a judge must have jurisdiction, must have proven jurisdiction. Now, they have a basic rule because it's bad for business. It must from make profit things. When you go to court and they still try to do something, well, the easiest for me or anything is to see our common law trial by jury. The easy way, because in order for them to have years of years, they must clearly understand that they are people and not citizens unless they are in the jurisdiction of the government. At any time, you can go from a citizen to a people. So that every state's law, or the Constitution, the United States Constitution, says that people over the government. The way around. The only thing you can have a government of people is a citizen. Any other time, the person pretty much every constitution or federal says we the people. It doesn't say we the citizens. the whole nature you're learning as you're not just taking things. I don't want you to take anything on here as fact. I want you to look it up, research it, learn. The more you know, the easier it is to create, the easier it is to recall, the easier it is for sight. If you can text or try to use their legal terminology because of the Fourth Amendment, which is a major righteousness that some organizations would be when you are in your automobile, then easier it is for you to adopt a situation where they're trying to push you into something where you get stuck in court system where you're complete. You're just paying fines, penalties, fees, things, court fees, and you gotta pay tickets, you gotta pay classes, then you gotta pay all this other stuff, all this extra stuff. All the extra stuff, I mean, moving off. Can't make money off of it unless you let them. I want to make sure that the purpose of this is to make sure everyone knows what they can and can't do. Because that's the new law. And that the only thing you can't do is injure another part. You need to break someone's window, crash their car, ask someone if you want to get in that tent. You know, all those things cause injury to the car, whether it be property or the people itself and the issue itself. Those are damage. Those are crimes. Those are things that legal representation that you can record for. And then highway at 75, or you do what I do, that and an injury for party. For any court case to see, there has to be a specific by definition means injured party. There has to be somebody who is able to claim that you were doing something that you can face in court. Can't see that or how many attention to me. Only for the government, he's working for a corporation, he didn't have an individual at this point. He's a private citizen, you didn't do any harm, you didn't bring his car, you didn't know where he was. So, it gave him time. The state, has. They have those pre-trial juries. That's how something. If they're a pre-trial juror to make sure they can go forward with the case, what makes you think you don't need a pre-trial jury to make sure they can go with their case, no matter what it is? Because they have to have the people present that if they have the people versus. It really doesn't say state versus. It was just saying people versus. Because if it's state versus, I would let them be stay in court. I would let them have a state for me, my state, my user. Well, that's probably the system. That's not the state representative. Whereas the state itself, representatives are not the people that claim to end them. This is why it's so important to know the difference between technology, semantics, regular English language and legal ease as which is a legal language. It's completely different from anything you've ever been told. You're not told about it because it's an issue. It's like talking in the national involuntary, but you still, it said, yeah, they went to the story. Don't let people put you in situations where you are already a criminal before you step in. If anytime you're a citizen, that means you're a guilty instrument. Anytime you are people, you are innocent for proving guilty. Even if you say that you are guilty, it's not innocent. Because they want you to say, not guilty. Well, that's the guilt. There's a sort of
As always, we'll be back with you guys on Hidden Black's Law, where you overstand what you're not being told. Thank you.